I was very positive about this whole handling because everything was rolling on. There was no time being wasted. I was up for it. Talk about today. I'm devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally broken. I'm deflated. I have been told, well, yesterday I had to get the test done again in Galway because I argued the point that I couldn't be positive, to be told, yes, I am positive.
So two tests have told you that you're positive, Carmel?
Yeah, well, yeah. So it's going to be another 4 to 6 weeks waiting for surgery.
How are you feeling generally in terms of the COVID positivity?
Great. I mean,
do you feel sick?
Absolutely nothing. I haven't a pain or an ache. I have a cough, but that's a chronic cough. And I'm actually waiting for 2 years to see a respiratory consultant in Letterkenny General Hospital because of COVID. It was held up. And would you believe it? I have an appointment for them this week, which I'm going to have to cancel.
Oh, my word. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
Carmel, do you believe that you have COVID, or have you been thinking on whether or not it's flagging because of the three vaccines, or do you have a theory in that regard?
Well, I know my immunity's through the roof because of all the vaccines that I've had.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 2 lab tests, you can't argue with that.
True.
I do have COVID symptoms. Okay. I possibly can pass it on. But I don't have any, I'm not experiencing any symptoms myself.
Right. If you had been, this would have been a very difficult situation in any case, but if you had have been called, that number of yours was checked, if you'd have been called before leaving for Galway when you'd got yourself all built up for this, it might not be quite as bad as you're feeling right now, maybe.
Well, I guess as regards the cancer, thank be to God, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not in extreme pain or anything like that. So from a physical health point of view, I was pretty fit to make the journey. Mm-hmm. From a psychological point of view, I was in a good place in my own head. And I wasn't worrying about getting there. I had all that planned out. Devastating for me. What about some poor old person that wouldn't be in the same position as myself? I think it's bloody well disgraceful. They carry on what's going on up in that hospital. Their mission statement tells you that they're delivering care based on excellence in clinical practice, teaching and research, grounded in kindness, compassion and respect. Well, you know what? If I was talking to the manager up there, I would tell him he would need to rewrite that today.
Now,
because that's certainly not what I'm experiencing.
Another thing too, obviously, you know, the way we line these things up in our mind, Carmel, you probably said, right, we'll go down to Galway, we'll get this out of the way, I'll recoup myself, hopefully we'll recoup, and then, you know, we'll be in fine form for Christmas, hopefully, you know what I mean, and be able to enjoy Christmas 2021. By the sounds of things, this pushes all this back very close to Christmas. Does that bother you?
Yeah. They had a plan of care in place for me, which they gave me. They told me they're going in, they were doing an operation. I didn't need a mastectomy at this time. They were hopeful that I wasn't going to need chemotherapy, but I definitely was going to need radiation, which was going to be administered in Upton Kelvin and Derry, which I was very happy about.
Okay.
So I was good to go. Now, I have to wait another 4 to 6 weeks. I don't know how that is going to physically affect me, how it's going to affect me in my own head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but right now I'm not in a great place.
No, and how could you be? Can you explain to me what's making you so angry about it? Is it everything, Carmel, or what has that sort of anger in you? Is it how you,
well,
is it not
Greg,
the contact? Is it how you
Greg,
treat? Yes.
Listening to your show every day.
Mm.
I'd be saying to myself, God damn that man, all he's talking about is bloody COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough, fair juicy, that's fine. COVID, COVID, COVID. It's even on this morning there before I came in air about COVID and what have you. Letterkenny General Hospital has a positive patient who's going to Galway, whom I can transmit to somebody else, yet no, they can't notify me that I'm positive. I'm angry at that. I have to go around all my contacts and let them know,
mm-hmm.
which aren't very many, because since I found out it was having the surgery, it was self-